So, as we think about all the different things that are going to allow your stream to move particles, if your stream has enough energy, enough shear stress to start moving, for example, finer grain material and more coarse material, then it's going to start eroding. When we have erosion, there are a few different things that are causing that erosion to take place. One thing is you can increase your water depth. So, for example, if you have a flood and you increase the depth of your water in your stream, you've now given it more shear stress and you're going to start seeing erosion along that stream bed. If you increase the slope of the bed, so you tilt it, you might ask, well, how do you tilt a stream? That doesn't seem like something you can just go out and see happen. Well, if you're starting to uplift mountains, those are going to change the angle of the streams that are cutting through them. So if you increase the slope of your bed, that also increases your shear stress, and that's going to lead to erosion, cutting down through that mountain as you go through this uplift. And finally, if you increase the speed of your water, so if your velocity increases, that's also going to lead to erosion. And of course, if you do all the opposite things, so we drop our water depth, we allow the bed slope to be lower, and we decrease the velocity, all of those things will cause our stream to drop what it's carrying. So we'll have deposition. So after a flood has gone by, and that increased depth and increased velocity drops off, we go from eroding everything to dumping everything that the stream was carrying. And there are many different interactions between these three factors. So as depth, velocity, and the angle that your channel bed is at change, those are going to change whether or not you have erosion or deposition in your stream. So let's briefly visit a couple different examples of deposition that are kind of fun. The first one is an alluvial fan. If you were to fly over mountain terrain and look down, you would see these narrow canyons cutting down through the mountains, and as those canyons reach the mountain front, they would spill out into these big fan-shaped masses that are all just loose sediment. And you can go and scramble around on them. For example, in Death Valley, you can walk along them. And one of the fun things that you'll see is if you were to walk from the mountain out onto the fan, you would go from very, very coarse grain material, so big boulders and cobbles, and then it would get a little finer grained and a little finer grained. And if you finally got way off on the very edge of that fan, you would see maybe sand-sized grains, mud-sized grains, very small stuff. Now, what's happening in the case of an alluvial fan that causes deposition is when your stream is still up in the mountains, it's confined to that narrow canyon that it's in.